Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. Dell is taking a bite out of Apple's game plan, announcing a rebranding of its line of PCs at the CES 2025 underway in Las Vegas. So Brody, Dell used to have different lines like XPS and Inspiron. What are the new PCs going to be called?
Yeah, you used to walk into a Best Buy looking to buy a laptop, and you'd see a dizzying array of names, XPS, Inspiron, Precision. For most of us, we weren't really sure what that meant, and I think Dell has recognized that because their new laptops are going to be called Dells for the most part, right? Essentially, they're going to anchor it all around just calling them Dell and then adding, you know, kind of signifiers like Pro or Pro Max, and if that Pro Max sounds similar to the phone you have in your pocket, your iPhone, you're not alone in thinking that. Many people have, you know, poked some fun at Dell here for picking branding that sounds quite close to the person, the brand they see as their kind of biggest nemesis.
Yeah, why are they doing this?
The reason they're doing this is because people aren't buying computers the way they used to be. I have a laptop I bought in early 2020, and I haven't really felt a need to upgrade, and I'm not alone, right? When COVID hit, we all needed better Zoom calls. We bought new laptops, and there hasn't super been an incentive to upgrade. And so Dell and other makers like HP have been just trying new things to try to kind of incite that demand, and today's rebrand certainly falls in that bucket.
So it's like changing the label on a shampoo bottle or something like that. I mean, you know, a rose by any other name?
Yeah, I think the idea is that when you're ready to buy a new laptop and you walk into a store, you know, you're going to go for a brand you know. And I think most of us know Dell more than we know a name like XPS. And so they're just kind of trying to position themselves to be in the best place possible once, you know, all of us listening or decide that it's time to buy a new computer.
Okay, but they're keeping something called in the Alienware line. Why are those PCs different, and why would you keep that one?
Because gamers want to feel different, right? It's if you can ever see an Alienware, essentially, it's think about it almost like a Monster Energy kind of branding. You know, it's like almost like a little gothic. It has aliens, it has UFOs, and I think it's just because gaming PCs are supposed to be fun. You know, they want to feel different than the work computer because you're using it to have fun, and so that's a brand that they acquired, and so I think part of it is that, and they just will keep that separate because it's a pretty separate market than if you're buying it to, you know, crunch numbers in Excel.
Some critics online are calling the rebranding confusing and unoriginal. Why do you think the company decided to just go back to something basic?
Yeah, I saw a press conference for this event, and a lot of people were kind of throwing those at executives saying, hey, why did you just copy Apple? Hey, is it really less confusing to have a Dell Pro Max Premium? And that's fair. But I think that to me, it makes sense that when you buy a laptop, you kind of buy based on tier. You buy based on, hey, I'm going to use this advanced of an application. I want to spend this much money. And that's kind of a more reasonable framework than trying to remember nomenclature of a brand you only interact with once every 5 years.
Yeah, but you said the base, premium, and plus, and that's pretty basic, and that appeals to somebody like me who might be like, okay, well, I might just need a base model.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the one thing they really are hoping to sell folks like you and I on as we upgrade is this idea of the AI PC, that there's a new kind of chip that will help you run things like large language models better on the device. So far, it is still kind of a work in the process. There's not a lot of applications that actually use this new technology, but next time you go to a computer store, expect to hear that phrase thrown around quite a bit.
Wow, more stuff that's going to confuse me. Hey, so how long before we see these new names?
Should be pretty soon. I mean, they announced it at CES. That's kind of their big rebrand for the year. So as the new laptops come out, I would expect to, you know, see it as soon as you end up going into a computer store.
I'll take a look. Brody, thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.